ओम शांति। 25th December 2019 मंडे। द ब्लेसिंग फ्रॉम साकार मुरली। मे यू एक्सपीरियंस सेफ्टी बाय हैविंग ज़ील एंड एंथुसियाज्म फॉर सर्विस एंड बिकम अ कॉन्करर ऑफ माया। मे यू एक्सपीरियंस सेफ्टी बाय हैविंग ज़ील एंड एंथुसियाज्म फॉर सर्विस and become a conqueror of Maya. The children who run to do physical service as well as doing spiritual service and who remain ever ready, their zeal and enthusiasm for service becomes their means of safety. Those who remain busy doing service are saved from Maya. When Maya also sees that you do not have any time, what does she do? When Maya sees that you have no time to attend her, you have no time to offer her hospitality, what she does? She goes away. The children who have love for the father and his and their study receive extra help in the form of courage with which they easily become conqueror of Maya. So Baba is saying to stay busy. Busy in what? In doing service. Which service? Physical service, cross service and spiritual service. And be ever ready to do this service. So when you are busy, when you are engaged, you have no time to look here and there. You have no time for waste thoughts. You have no time for allowing Maya to come in. And that's how you remain what? Free from Maya. When Maya sees that you are busy, she runs away. So, we have to remain busy in service. In yesterday's Avyakta Murli, Baba talked about 8 types of services. And we discussed 8 types of miracles, 8 types of siddhis. Those people, they have siddhis, supernatural, extraordinary powers, and you also have got supernatural, extraordinary, powers with you. So, what are the services we have to do? What are the services? Baba talked about 8 different types of services. So, first, give wings. Give wings to souls. At present they can't fly. They have no wings. Their wings are severed. So give them wings. Wings of what? Wings of enthusiasm. Wings of what? Knowledge. Wings of yoga. Wings of courage. Wings of power. So they can't fly. Imagine a bird whose feathers are tripped. What is the condition? The bird is in pain. The bird cannot fly. The bird sees other birds flying in the sky and it is all the more unhappy. In the similar manner, souls have their feathers cut off by the Maya. So give them wings. This is our job. This is our responsibility. This is the divine miracle. This is the imperishable spiritual siddhis which you should have. Become the embodiment of success. This success you should have. Siddhi Swarup. So the first task you have to do is give them wings. Second, give them legs. They can't walk. They are crippled. They are stumbling. They can't walk. So give them leg. Leg of what? Attainments. Prapti. Give them legs of attainments. They need legs. They are just crawling. So they need leg. This is your service. You have to provide them leg. Then? Eye. They are blind. Give them third eye. With the third eye, they can see the elevated present and the elevated future. So give them third eye. With this gross, these gross eyes, they only see the skin. Give them the third eye so that they can see the soul. Give them third eye so that they can have the intellect to discern, to decide, to understand, to rationalize things. So you have to give them third eye so that they can see the real. At present, what they are seeing is unreal. So give them third eye. And then what to do with beggars? Make them into a emperor. Give them treasures. Which treasure? I have achieved what I had to achieve. This is the treasure. So give them treasures and convert them into a king. This is the, because the world is suffering from spiritual poverty. Spiritual poverty. Spiritual treasures are exhausted, robbed by Maya. So give them, convert beggars into kings. Then those who are sleeping on the bed of sorrow, what to give them? Bed of sorrow. What service you have to do? Make them sing the song of happiness. Make them sing the song of happiness. Yesterday Baba gave the statistical figure. That was in 84. What percentage of the world is in sorrow? Or dead? 99%. In 84. And now, in 2019, how much? That's the figure Baba gave yesterday. 100 plus. So the world, the worldlings are sleeping on the bed of sorrow. Give them song of happiness. And sixth seva, they are sitting on the pyre of worries, stress, tension. What you have to give them? Make them dance in happiness. Make them dance in happiness. They are chitta, chinta. Which pyre? Of tension, of worries, of stress. Diffuse their tension by making them sing and dance in happiness. And then those who are disheartened, what to do with them? Dilshikast. Give them song of zeal and enthusiasm. And last, eighth, those who are dead, what to do with them? Make them alive. Give them life. They are dead. They are living, but they are dead. So these are the eight different types of services. So Baba said, in today's blessing, stay busy. Stay busy in what? Physical service and spiritual service. So these are all the spiritual services. Physical service means gross service. Staying busy throughout the day. It's very tempting to think that we need time so that we can do only jnana and yoga throughout the day. But it will not work. How much yoga one will do throughout the day? And how much jnana churning one will do throughout the day? There has to be something else where you can apply your jnana. And that is service. Because service is a field of action. It's Kurukshetra. It's the field of action where you come in contact with so many different souls of so many different natures. And that is actually the practical application of Gyan. If somebody is doing very good yoga and one's Gyan churning is good, but at the service front, he is always at loggerheads with other people, always in conflict, always there is a friction of sanskars, always there is fight, quarrel, then probably the elevated Gyan is not translated into practice. So that's why one should remain busy and trying to apply knowledge during the service time. Whatever knowledge we have received, apply it during the seva. So physical service and spiritual service. When you remain ever ready and when you remain busy in these two, Maya cannot come near you. And what more? When you have courage to do this, one more thing Baba said, the children who have love for the father and the study receive extra help in the form of courage. So this is one part is service, then second part is love for God, and then love for studies, love for this spiritual study. Spiritual study. And what happens if you have the love for this study, you receive extra help in the form of courage, with which they easily become conqueror of Maya. Yesterday we saw in class the newness in Gyan. What was that? Prakash Bhai? He told so many points. I'll rub this. The newness in Gyan means listening Gyan, listening Murli, reading Murli, churning Murli, writing Murli, reading and revising here only, and then discussing Murli, narrating the Murli to others, Murli points or Gyan points, and coming to conclusions. Or applying it in practical life application, and then conclude what you have learned after applying. So all these things should be done with Gyan. Every day, listening to Gyan, either Murli or classes or some experiences, reading it, merely listening is not enough. Reading, self-reading is very important. And then trying to revise. When to revise? Within 24 hours. The principle of memory says that you forget 80% if you don't revise in first 24 hours. Suppose you have read today something, you have to revise it in 24 hours, otherwise you forget everything. No, within 24 hours means today and then till next Murli. So you have 24 hours with you from 7 to 7. So, yes? Yes. So everything is not for you. Everything is for different audience. So revising it, reading and then revising. This is very important. Read it and then trying to recall. Recall, read, revise or recall. These are the principles of memory. And you have to use certain mnemonics in order to remember things. Memory principles, revise, recall, use spec system, chain system, mnemonics, certain tricks to remember Gyan. and then churn it. Go in nature. Sit. And feel. Murli. One more thing you can add is visualize Murli. Visualize it. See it. You don't have to just read it, but see it happening. And then write points. So this is known as creative writing. Creative writing. Take any topic and write on it. Take any topic from anywhere and write at least something. This writing is a habit. And try to improve writing gradually. As if you are giving it to some newspaper. So how accurate one has to be regarding grammar and everything about writing. So writing only. And then discussing it with group. So you should have a small group where you should be discussing Murli each day before sleeping at night, just as I think they do it here. Right? Discussing Murli. So discussion of Murli is must. Discussion of Gyan is must, because there are many times many controversial points, many points which require discussion. Without that they don't become clear. What is it? Nobody understands. So discussion is must. And then narrating it points to others throughout the day. If you meet somebody, tell him some new point. Or ask him something, what does this point mean? Why Baba said like that? But be careful about discussing, about narrating. Otherwise you will get strong allergic reactions. If you narrate too much Gyan, people will get angry. So, narration of Gyan has to be judicious, meticulous. And then, what is this? Applying it to practical life. Apply the knowledge to the, take the point from Murli and try to apply it. Baba said, you have to become embodiment of tolerance. And throughout the day somebody says something, let me try and tolerate it, what happens? Rather than reacting, let me respond. Not to react. So, apply the knowledge in practical life. And last, conclusion. After doing everything, this all things are done. Now what is my conclusion? What do I conclude? After applying this knowledge, for example, drama, this point of knowledge made me to tolerate and not to speak. Now let me conclude, what would have happened if I had spoken or if I had got angry? The persons are rude, unruly. Their behavior is uncouth. But what is my behavior? How I responded? That is a conclusion. So how many steps are these? One, listening. Two, reading, revising, recalling. Third, churning. Fourth, writing. Fifth, discussing. Seventh, narrating. Eighth, applying to the practical life. And tenth, ninth, conclusion. Sixth is missing, that's why they are eight. This is six, this is seven. So these are some of the steps. Every day these are to be done. These are not the steps to be remembered. These are the steps to be done, to be followed. And they should become automatic. You don't have to remember them. Every day, listening should be there. Some class, some audio, some new things. Every day, reading should be there. I have seen that many people have stopped reading Gyan. Many people have, many Brahmins have stopped reading Gyan. They no more read. They used to read long back. Now, except Murli, they read somehow or they listen, but other literature they don't read. There are maxims, purity, world renewal, Gyanamrit. There are yajna literature. There are literature of experiences. They have stopped reading. They have stopped listening to audios. And that's why they feel everything is same, monotonous. So bring back this habit of reading. Reading is must. Every day, new reading should be there. How many pages one should read every day? At least. I might be reading every day 100 pages at least. Or even more. Sometimes 200. Boredom comes when you don't read. And all your reading should be new. So reading, this should become an automatic process. This should become a habit. Baba said in today's Vardhan, second nature it should become. You do keep on doing it, then you feel restless if you don't do. Just as there are bad habits, you should inculcate good habits. So read and then write something new. Take some creative topic and write about it. Every day. How many words to write? How many words? 100 words, 200 words, one page. You can write or you can even draw. Just as our Nikhilesh Bhai does. Even drawing is a good thing. Draw, but every day a new drawing should be there. A creative drawing should be there. Based on the Murli. So writing, and you can include drawing there. And then relating to others. If you meet some souls who are interested in Gyan, ask them the meaning of certain words or certain points which have come today. And then narrating and then discussing. Discuss with each other. Form a small group and start discussing Gyan. Gyan discussion is it's Gyan Bhatti. There are four types of Bhattis. There are many, but one is Yog Bhatti. Second is Gyan Bhatti. Third is Dharana Bhatti or Divine Virtues Bhatti. And fourth is Service Bhatti. And then Terrace Bhatti. And Garden Bhatti. And Jungle Bhatti. And Walking Bhatti. And Strolling Bhatti. And Sleeping Bhatti. So different Bhattis. You know, you have to furnace. And then applying that, whatever you have done, try to apply it now in your day-to-day practice. Otherwise, without application of knowledge, it should become practical spirituality. This is a very important thing, practical spirituality. It should not become bookish spirituality. Yeah, if any point comes in Murli, they will say, yes, Baba remembered you today. This point was specially for you. This said, because you sleep now, so this Baba said for you today. Because you don't remember, this is for you. Because you do this, this is for you. So, it should be a practical spirituality, where you are applying it throughout the day. And the last thing is conclusion, nishkarsh. Come to conclusion. This was the point of knowledge. This is how it is applied. It's all mathematics. Point applied. What was the result? Tolerance I applied. So situations was controlled. I did not apply tolerance. So what happened? Situation was spiraling out of control. And everything went helter-kelter. Everything was disrupted because of that unbridled mindset. So, love for study. This is known as what? Love for study. And then love for father. So when you have all this, you receive extra help. What is that extra help? Courage. And with that courage, what you do? You become conqueror of Maya. So we saw 8 different types of services, or rather miracles or siddhis. Stay busy in service. Stay busy in physical service or gross service or spiritual service. And stay and love for father. 3 things. Service, love for father, and love for study. Remain busy in all 3 things. And Maya will not come. And Maya sees you are busy and she runs away. So this is today's blessing. Om Shanti.